We have a very serious problem of climatic change, and this is due to the rapid rate of desertification. There's almost no wood up further in the north of Nigeria. This is how the project came about. Really, the real benefit, what people see immediately, is their pocket economically. So now you see that they spend about one-tenth of what they used to spend.
Yahya Ahmed is the chair of an association for renewable energies in Nigeria. The project he's talking about has helped local communities in Nigeria cut down on their expenses by reducing the amount of wood they need for cooking. This was done by replacing their traditional fireplaces with efficient fuel wood stoves. Thousands of these efficient fuel wood stoves were disseminated at subsidized prices in the Guinea Savanna zone of Nigeria, an area with high rates of deforestation and desertification.
There's almost no wood up further in the north of Nigeria, and the wood has to be imported from the south, from the forest zone. So we are also killing the forest. And this is very alarming. So we saw that if we can, first of all, reduce to a considerable amount the large amount of wood being used, then something could be done. So this is how the project came about. And we realized that apart from even saving the wood through the use of this device, which has become very, very popular now, there's a large emission savings. I think at the end of the project period, we are expected to reduce thousands of tons of CO2.
As Yahya Ahmed just explained, this project not only helps Nigeria save its forest and reduce large amounts of carbon dioxide being emitted into the atmosphere, it also helps local communities save money and reduce indoor air pollution. On top of that, this project can earn credits, or so-called carbon credits, because it is registered under the Clean Development Mechanism of the Kyoto Protocol. This will bring additional benefits, as it will make the project profitable and viable in the future. But what exactly is the Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM, and how can someone benefit from these so-called carbon credits? Let's listen to David Abbas from the United Nations Climate Change Secretariat.
Under the Kyoto Protocol's Clean Development Mechanism, a project in a developing country that is able to reduce emissions can earn certified emission reductions. These are offset credits that are of value, tradable, saleable. Now, who's going to buy them? It's these countries, companies in Europe, for instance, Canada, so on. Those with a commitment under the Kyoto Protocol to reduce emissions.
So what could developing countries earn from these CDM projects? And what kind of projects are these? Let's listen to David Abbas again from the United Nations Climate Change Secretariat.
These projects in the developing countries, they earn credits. These units are worth money. But perhaps most importantly, this mechanism provides incentive for investment in these kinds of projects. It's creating an incentive for investment in clean development. These projects, they can help pay for electrification, for instance. It could be a windmill project, could be a hydro project, could be an energy efficiency project. There's a wide range of project types, and this ability to earn some extra money from them might make them a viable option, where before, without CDM, they were just not viable projects.
Let's now go back to the Guinea Savanna zone in Nigeria. Thanks to the CDM project, local communities there are now using efficient fuel wood stoves that are suitable for cooking, frying, baking flat bread, heating, and sterilizing water. After reaching the boiling point, food can be transferred to the heat retention box, called Wonder Box, where it will continue to simmer until it is well cooked. What other benefits has this CDM project brought to the local communities in Nigeria? Yahya Ahmed again.
First of all, the real benefit, what people see immediately, is their pocket economically. Because people spend about sometimes more money on the wood fuel than the food they are going to cook. Yes. So now you see that they spend about 1/10 of what they used to spend. So economically, really, it has helped the people a lot.
Apart from the economic benefits, the CDM project has brought some added value to the whole community. The project created jobs and income-generating activities for youth and women in the Guinea Savannah zone. Let's listen again to Yahya Ahmed.
Apart from that, it has already brought some added value to the whole community. As at now, we have some young people who, for one reason or the other, couldn't go to school or cannot continue their education, are just hanging around. And these are some of the youths who are being used in political violence and so on. We have got some of these boys and trained them to be assembling these stoves locally. So as at now, as I'm talking, we have in the Guinea Savannah, we have 59 young people who are just hanging around doing nothing. Now they have something doing because of this project, and it is just increasing. Apart from the young people we are training, we just realized that the stove has created another income-generating activity for women. Women, especially in rural Nigeria, do a lot of trekking, about 10 kilometers, one way to look for wood, fetch wood and come back. So we went to one village and talked to the village head. We looked around and we saw a lot of commercial trees have trees bearing fruits. So we said, okay, you can use this stove to extract juice from the fruits and keep them off-season. So we've gotten a group of some women. There are not many, maybe about 35 now. At least we've got 35 women out of the wood-carrying business, and they are now using the stove for their own household. During their free time, they use it also to extract juice from the fruits and make jams and this, and something they were not doing before. And now hotels are running after them because they are very pure jams with no additive, nothing, and very fresh. And we want to really expand this thing to various rural areas.
How many stoves have been installed already?
Well, already we have about 3,500 stoves now in circulation in the Guinea Savannah.
I know that there could be some other benefits from the project. For example, I know that this project could earn credits.
Yeah, the project could earn credits, and we really hope that by the end of the first year we'll have the first credit.
So do you think that your project in Nigeria could set an example for other similar projects? And what advice would you give to people who might be interested in the clean development mechanism?
Well, yes, the project will be a very good example for other potential CDM developers. We used to have a lot of questions and how did you do it? The advice I'll give to people who might be interested in the CDM projects in Africa is for people to be persistent. It takes a long time. For example, if you start about the idea of a CDM project, it really takes a long time. At least one should be following it consistently for at least 1 year. And I think some people don't have this patience. And also, I think one must have a sort of passion. If one combines these two, really the obstacles are just challenges and not something to prevent you.
So why should somebody be interested in the Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM? We asked Siddharth Yadav, who works for the company SGS, that validates and verifies CDM projects.
The best part of CDM is that the scheme has been related to money. CERs can be traded in the market, and you get money after you have CERs issued. So if you relate a scheme to finance, then it works, and CDM is a very good example of that.
CDM, Clean Development Mechanism, is an instrument really to help, especially our part of the developing world, especially in Africa. But unfortunately, we are the ones who are least using the opportunity.